SBS রেডিও
1960-এর দশকের কলকাতাকে ভিত্তি করে তৈরি করা হয়েছে গীতিনাট্য ফরেন স্টার অফ বেঙ্গল। শ্রোতা বন্ধুরা, এখন আমরা কথা বলছি এর প্রযোজক অরবিন্দ বসওয়ান এবং সহযোগী প্রযোজক রবি বসওয়ানের সঙ্গে। অরবিন্দ বসওয়ান অ্যান্ড রবি বসওয়ান, ইউ আর ওয়েলকাম টু SBS বাংলা।
This is Ravi Baswan from Foreign Star of Bengal. This is a state musical which we are playing in the coming time on 23rd and 24th of February, for which we are telling about a love story which happened long time back in Calcutta in 1960. I request Mr. Arvind to give more information about the show.
Hi, this is Arvind. I'm the creative producer of this show, and thank you for our listeners for tuning in at SBS Bangla and listening to our coming show Fallen Star of Bengal. As Bishinda already said, this is happening in Sydney, and it is the first time this kind of show is happening, representing the culture of Bengal live on stage with Bangladeshi, Pakistani, Indian, Persian and Australian actors acting on stage, live on stage at one time. So it's a great show, must not miss.
Arvind, would you like to tell us a little bit more about this show?
Sure, Dada. So this is a show which is very close to my heart, and my friend Shomi Mitra Das told me the story about this Anglo-Indian girl who lived in Calcutta during 1960s, and we formulated the story, and after 18 drafts we converted it into a musical stage show, and it is happening at the Brian Brown Theatre on 23rd and 24th. It is a ticketed event. However, we are offering special discount to Bangla community if they turn up in groups of 10. For Sunday, we can offer them 50% discount. For Saturday, we can offer them 20% discount. The tickets are only $29 and $39.
Ravi, would you please tell us about the story?
Yeah, it's a very nice story, which as Arvind has said, it tells about a love story which happens in 1960, depicting how things are happening there just after the British rule has finished in India. So how things are moving. So we are trying to depict all the Bengali culture. Also, there is in the show, we are also organizing a wedding, Bangla wedding. So the best part is that what we feel to bring the show over here is all the people across the subcontinent, as well as the Australian actors, are first time they are coming into together, and they are participating in this kind of event. They are acting together, and for the second generation people from Calcutta, the second generation children from Calcutta who are here in Sydney, they can really relate to how things are happening at that time.
Just to add to this story question, Dada, this story is about the Anglo-Indian girl falling in love with the Bengali boy. So it is a romance drama. However, the story has comedy, drama, action, and also our own songs, two Hindi songs, three English songs, and one song in Bengali that we have specially written for this musical, composed by us, written by us, and sung live by us.
But it is in English, it is not in Bangla.
The show is in English, and the reason for that is that, see, Bangla culture is one of very vibrant culture from Southeast Asia, and we wanted to open up that culture to Australian audiences and also non-Bangla speaking audiences, as Ravi said, to our second generation who was not very confident in the language, from Bangla background as well as non-Bangla background. So it would be a feast for them, for their eyes to watch, and it will also help our elders assist their second generation to be connected with our culture. And that is basically the idea behind bringing such shows in Australian population, so that we can actually connect to our roots.
Arvind, is there any Bangla-speaking performer?
There are three Bangla-speaking performers. Ranada, Rana Banerjee, who is from Calcutta. Shoma Goswami, she is also from Calcutta. And her daughter, Dia. And we do have one more character, but her role is also a young artist, Prerna Lodha. She's also, her parents also hails from, I think her dad hails from Dhaka and her mom hails from West Bengal.
Is this your first initiative or have you done this before?
This is my first production by Bollywood Central. I have done another musical last year with a co-production with Swastik Institute of Dance. We have Swastik Institute of Dance as one of our
performers
and partners as well. And I have done one show, made few short films and another shows back in India.
And what is your future plan?
The future plan, Dada, is to bring more culture of Southeast Asia in front of the Australian audience. That is the idea that we have started with. First show we have chosen is representing Bengali culture. Next show we want to open up Avdhi culture, the Nawab culture, the Mughal culture. And after that we have another show coming up, Crocodile Dundee of Bombay, which will open up the culture of Bombay, the Tapori language and the Tapori language and the updated culture, you know, that you see in Bollywood films, that will be live on stage.
Ravi,
yes,
is there anything else?
Yeah, definitely. The thing is that since very shortly, Valentine season has just gone away. It's a love story. So we want that the people of Sydney should come together and celebrate this love story, which happens in Bengal. So I want people to, if they want on Google, they can write Foreign Star of Bengal. Once they write Foreign Star of Bengal, they can really get to know how they can buy the ticket. Or they can also visit our website, bollywoodcentral.com.au/FSD to buy tickets. I would request more and more people from the Bangla community to coming over here, and Bangla Association of Sydney is also supporting this event. So I request everybody to come and see and enjoy Bengal in the show and all what things will happen.
Aravind and Ravi Vaswan, thank you so much for your time with SBS Bangla.
Thank you very much. We are very thankful for SBS Bangla to give us an opportunity to tell all the people across Sydney to tell about Foreign Star of Bengal.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.